You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. One factor dragging down the personal economy for many people here in the U.S. is the partial government shutdown, now at 31 days and counting, with no end in sight. For the up to 800,000 affected workers, it's becoming a financial crisis. Some banks and creditors are offering furloughed workers loans and payment deferments so they can keep up with their finances. But at the same time, those workers are also becoming the target of scams. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on that.
Whenever there's a hurricane or wildfire, these sorts of fraudsters appear. That's because
a crisis is a sweet spot for scammers.
Sally Greenberg with the National Consumers League. She says scams like fraudulent short-term loans, fake work-at-home schemes, phony calls from Medicare or the IRS will become especially pronounced as the shutdown continues. Robert Fole teaches business and law at Ohio University. He says for federal workers,
this is a financial crisis for them. And so unlike a hurricane or those sorts of things, really what we're dealing with is the pocketbook.
And that pocketbook may need some relief. Scott Estrada with the Center for Responsible Lending says he's noticed stock prices rise for legitimate payday loan companies, an indicator that
there's already a recognition by investors that this small dollar market is a market opportunity.
For consumers, it may be hard to tell genuine financial products from fraudulent ones. And says Ted Rossman, an analyst with CreditCards.com, the agencies that monitor these fraudulent organizations are partially shut down.
With so many of the workers from the Federal Trade Commission and elsewhere on furlough, there's really nobody to chase down the bad guys who are making robocalls and trying to swindle people out of money.
That leaves consumer protections to states. And it isn't just federal workers that need protection. Also on the scammers' hit list, organizations claiming to raise money for federal employees. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.